sending this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. La Liga was right.
La Liga was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is the Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
Hi, Brigitte. How are you this morning?
Good. I'm great, thanks.
That's good. Now, can you tell me a little bit about the background of this project and how did the Sustainable Business Network and DOC get together?
The Million Metre Streams project was created 2 years ago by the Sustainable Business Network, and it was created basically to push another stream of funds into stream planting around the country. We really wanted to create a project where Kiwis could get behind restoring New Zealand's rivers and cleaning them up. So the Million Metres platform is essentially a crowdfunding platform where landowners and community groups can list a planting project on our website, and then New Zealanders can go to the website and donate.
That's a very aspirational thing to be aiming for. And speaking of goals, what are the long-term goals for this project and what's the plan for reaching them?
So our aim is to plant a million metres worth of waterways around the country. That's where the name comes from.
Just out of curiosity, how many metres are we at now?
We are at 18,000
now. Okay, still a way to go. But
yeah, still a long way to go.
That's right.
But yeah, we'll get there.
Aim high.
So 2 years on, we've crowdfunded for 19 projects around the country, which has planted over 50,000 native trees so far. Some of our projects are still to plant this winter because planting happens in the winter.
Why is that? Is that just because it's an ease of access thing or is it an ecological thing?
Yeah. So it's when the plants are babies, they need the moisture basically to grow and survive and thrive so that they then make it through the summer.
So it just gives them the best chance.
Yeah, it gives them the best chance of making it through. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some of our projects still need to go out in that first summer, second summer and water them if they're having a drought. But some areas have actually, you know, with New Zealand's weather changes these days, climate change. Yeah. There have been some very wet summers. So, yeah, they're definitely...
That's a bonus for the plants on the stream.
Yeah. But then we do have flooding in some areas. But the survival rate has still been good. And what has been wiped out from those floods is getting replanted.
Oh, that's good. So you keep planting if something doesn't stick or if an event happens, you guys come back and reassess
well,
that.
I mean, our oldest projects have been in the ground 2 years. So this is our first round of sort of dealing with situations like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And coming back to plants, you were saying before that you team up with regional councils and trusts and employ an ecologist to come in and assess the area. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. So how it works is a landowner or community group lists a project and we team them up with a field partner. We have 15 different field partners around the country and they're generally a regional council or a trust and they're the experts on everything ecological. They basically make sure we're using the right plants, the right native plants that are endemic to the area so that they survive and also that we're putting the right amount of trees in a different area as well. Putting them in the right places, all those sorts of things.
Have you seen a lot of variability with that in some of the projects? Like, you know, have you got one project that's saying plant heaps and heaps of trees and another one that's like, okay, these types, flax only, is only going to deal with these kinds of things? I mean, have you seen that?
Yeah, every project is extremely different depending on the terrain, the types of weather it gets, the types of soil.
So a lot of factors.
Yeah, a lot of factors come into that. So we really needed to have a part of the project where the projects that listed could team up with the experts.
Is that kind of where DOC comes into the partnership?
A little bit, but DOC's partnership is on the administrative end of the project.
Oh, okay.
So they help with staffing, on that side of things.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
They pretty switched on with that sort of thing, I imagine, because they've been doing it for
Definitely.
For a while.
Yeah,
good old DOC. Love DOC. Yeah. Great guys.
They're fantastic.
Now tell me about the business side mm-hmm. of the Million Meters project and how Sustainable Business Network fits in there.
Basically, we've got the whole crowdfunding aspect of the project where individuals can back it. But what we try to bring into that as well is business support. And one piece that I've been working on a lot lately is creating product donors. So we've got this part on our website now, which you click on, that is products that plant. So organisations that we've had come on board are Raglan Coconut Yogurt, Innocent Packaging, Smart Ass, and The Body Shop. So if you buy their products, profits from that are going towards planting native trees.
I feel like that's a great way to bring in funds for something by having some, like, an option for people to be participating in these projects by just doing their daily shop. I mean, that makes it so convenient. And that coconut yogurt is amazing.
Yeah, it's great. I'm obsessed with it. Yeah, they're fantastic. You know, I think that's really important as well, and that's why we wanted to create this side of the project as well. Not everyone is going to jump online and donate to a project to, you know, if you put a call out for donations, not everyone's going to respond to that. But I find that more people will buy a product that has got something behind it, something that they're for, so then they can align their values with their shopping every day.
Conscious consumerism.
Conscious consumerism, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great.
One thing that I find with the product donors is that we create campaigns with them, and then they communicate this with all of their followers, all of their customers. So it's all an education thing as well as donating through buying their products. I'm not sure how many we'd have to have on board. There's a lot of trees that we need to plant.
Yeah.
But the more the merrier. Like, we need to scale this. Planting needs to speed up big time. And I think, yeah, as well as them being a product donor, it really helps to educate their customers as well.
That was the Green Desk. Thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.